You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Anyway, speaking of the Chiefs, let's welcome on my guy Jay Binkley from 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. I'm sure you got your eye on this Monday night game, Bank, Bears and Vikings. Just out of curiosity, what are your thoughts for J.J. McCarthy? Because I watched him in college and he was aight.
He's great, but I'm waiting for a Mr. Beast update, right, from YouTube.
Yeah, enough of that, dude. What the hell?
Who's Mr. B? I'm getting old. When you watch that, you realize you're old. That's what happens.
I realize those people are real. I thought they literally just were a part of the internet, but not real. I thought they were holograms. I didn't know.
Well, here's the interesting thing about it. I don't think the ratings are what YouTube wanted, but here's the thing. So the Chiefs were on the first ever Netflix Christmas Day game, the first ever Netflix game with the Chiefs.
Netflix and Chiefs, baby.
Well, the first ever Amazon Prime game was Chiefs. First ever Peacock Playoff game was Chiefs.
Oh, wow.
The bottom line is the Chiefs, the NFL owes them a little something, because every single streaming partner, which the NFL makes millions of dollars on, they asked for one thing. They asked for the Kansas City Chiefs. So they got him again this weekend. But no, as far as J.J. McCarthy, I was excited to see him play tonight. I love to watch him at Michigan. And he's just a fun player to watch. You know, we'll see what he's, you know, capable of. Again, when guys college to NFL, things can be kind of a harsh learning experience for a lot of guys. But I always liked watching J.J. In college. Now, Caleb Williams, on the other hand, I actually like Jaden Daniels throughout the draft process a lot more than Caleb Williams, and I still do.
What's fair expectation for Caleb in year two? Because it's year number one for a new head coach. I think that's head coach number three for him. He's looking good so far, Bank. 11 of 14 for 102 tonight. Do we think he's a top half the league quarterback by the end of the year?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's tough to crack that top half at this point. But, having Ben Johnson's much different. I mean, he just needed a capable head coach. I mean, we all see the importance of coach-quarterback combinations in this league. It's like Bo Nix and all the success he had last year in Denver with Sean Payton. It's the success of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. It's this quarterback coach combination. And sometimes they can be a defensive-minded coach if they just gel real well with their code, with the quarterback, and understand what kind of offensive coordinator they need. It's like Tom Brady and Belichick. Belichick's a defensive-minded guy, but it worked well with Tom Brady. But Ben Johnson, a good coach finds plays for a quarterback to run. It's like, I remember Bill Walsh. Remember him with the 49ers?
Sure.
He wrote a book, and in his book, he was talking about, like, he'd be out to dinner, and he'd write a play on a napkin. He'd think about a play for Joe Montana and sit there, you know, and write it out on a napkin, like, this is a play for Joe. He'd be out to dinner with his wife or whatever, write it down. Andy Reid's, you know, he's called Mahomes at 4 o'clock in the morning because he's got a play for, you know, a play design saying, man, what do you think about this? I mean, that's that rapport that coaches and quarterbacks have, and Ben Johnson strikes me as that kind of guy. So we'll see what he can do with Caleb Williams. Caleb did put up some decent numbers, but he didn't have an offensive line. That offensive line was terrible, but there's zero excuses now. Like, there's none. You get one of the most creative minds in the NFL as your head coach. They get Joe Tooney, first-team All-Pro guard from the Chiefs. You got Romo Dunze, a stud wide receiver. You draft Luther Burden from the University of Missouri. I mean, there is zero excuses for the Bears now if they can't win.
Jay, to your point, we're talking with Jay Binkley here on the Infinity Sports Network. To the point you just made about the quarterback and coach combo, and if you got Mahomes with Andy Reid, we saw that last night, John Harbaugh with Lamar Jackson, and we saw Sean McDermott's been there the entire time with Josh Allen. Was last night's game, which was unbelievably entertaining, was that an AFC Championship preview?
You know, maybe, John, I don't know if you saw that tweet that was out there today, but no team has ever won the Super Bowl that gave up at least 40 points in their first game. And you know what? Both Baltimore and Buffalo gave up 40 points.
Oh, wow.
In that game.
I see what you did.
I think the top tier in the AFC going into the season, obviously things change with injuries and suspensions as the Chiefs, but I always thought that top tier was Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo, and it was weird going in the weekend because you knew that two of the three teams would have a loss. So they're, and what's Kansas City loss? And what's Kansas City loss is like, all right, Sunday, Baltimore or Buffalo, one of them's got to lose. That means two of the top three teams in AFC have to lose. But yeah, I think the top three teams were Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore. Yeah, Baltimore's looking for a little revenge on Buffalo. What happened last year, and they didn't get it. They could have got it. They were well up in that game. Derrick Henry's fumble didn't help them, but very shocked at the results of that game. Just feel like Baltimore had firm control of that game. But John Harbaugh has 17 blown double-digit leads.
That's crazy.
They find a way to be a dominant team, and it looks like at times that nobody can beat them. And that's the way that Baltimore rolls. And they get to the postseason and, like, change their game plans. It was weird. You know, Kansas City went into Baltimore, beat them in the AFC title game. It's just they played a completely different game than what won games for them earlier in the year. That's a great roster. I think they have the better roster of any of the three teams at the top of the AFC is Baltimore. I think they have an exceptional team. And Lamar Jackson's just an awesome quarterback, and so is Josh Allen. But, yeah, they just find a way. I mean, some of those teams, you just get to the postseason. For example, Patrick Mahomes is 5-1 against Lamar Jackson. 5-1. And he's 1-0 in the postseason against him. He's 4-0 against Josh Allen in the postseason. 4-0 against him. So, yeah, these guys need to step up at some point because, you know, they don't want to be remembered in history of being in the Mahomes era. They never got to the Super Bowl because they couldn't beat him.
Doesn't it feel like, though, Buffalo is now what the Chiefs were a few years ago? Like, when Patrick Mahomes first took over, and it was about the same time Josh Allen did, so I'm not pretending like Buffalo hasn't been good, but we know that.
Same amount of games.
So when you look at the individual stats, but I'm talking more about the teams. Like, remember how the Chiefs used to get in these type of games where they get down big, but you know they're going to come back and win because you know they got the best quarterback on the field. Sure. The fan base was hungry at that time because they hadn't hosted, what, 7 AFC championship games. Doesn't it kind of feel like it's Buffalo's time and they're where the Chiefs were a couple of years ago?
You know what? It's been feeling like it was Buffalo's time.
That's fair.
And you remember a couple of years, the Kansas City Chiefs going to Buffalo, like, in the playoffs.
Underdogs.
You know? They got the AFC Championship game here, but 2 years ago, they had to go to Buffalo. You know, it was a cold game, and they got Kansas City exactly where they wanted them. You know, they weren't playing an Arrowhead. They've had success in the regular season playing against the Chiefs, but they finally got the Chiefs where they wanted, playing in Buffalo, and they didn't get the job done. And they've had their opportunities, but the windows close in the NFL very fast. And, you know, Buffalo's had a great defense. I remember, you know, that defense came to Kansas City in the playoffs in the divisional round. I remember 13 seconds is what Mahomes had to go down the field and tie it, and he did. And it looked like Buffalo was going to win. They were celebrating on the sideline. They were going to win. They were going to finally beat the big, nasty Chiefs. They didn't do it. And these windows shut so fast in the NFL. You know, ask Miami. Miami was a playoff team for a couple of years. They were Tyreek Hill, and they're junk right now. You know, once the Bengals got to the Super Bowl, they've been on the couch the last two years watching the playoffs. You know, the Rams took a step back once they won the Super Bowl. The Buccaneers, you know, without Tom Brady, took many steps back and finally starting to rebuild themselves back up. But all these teams that are great, they don't continue to be good. Kansas City's gone to 7 straight AFC title games. And that's the one thing in the offseason when everybody talking about Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, it's like, if either one of those quarterbacks had gone the 7 straight AFC title games, keep this in mind about Mahomes. Since he's been a starter, he's gone to the AFC title game of the Super Bowl every year. Every year. All 7 years. In the 2 AFC title games he lost were in overtime. So he's never lost in regulation in the AFC title game. So his season has always gone long. And that's why these other quarterbacks, when's it going to be their time? Buffalo had the number one defense when Mahomes went down the field in 13 seconds. Number one points per game defense in the NFL. This defense for Buffalo was slipping. And if they didn't cash in all their chips when that defense was great in Buffalo, that was the perfect combination. Great defense and having Josh Allen. Now, the Chiefs have been able to cash in with this defense. They were 4th in points per game against last year on defense, 2nd in points per game against on defense the year before. Those 2 years the Chiefs won the Super Bowl back-to-back against Philly and Frisco, they were number 2 in the NFL in sacks those years, so they had the defense with it. I would be very, very concerned if I was Buffalo or Baltimore about giving up 40 points in the first game. Yeah, it's better than losing a game like the Chiefs. I get it. Well, not for Baltimore that gave up over 40 and lost the game.
Yeah.
But if you're Buffalo, like, how good are you feeling? It was great to beat Baltimore. That could be the number one seed key card that they're holding right now. But how good are you feeling giving up 40 points?
Bears kick a field goal.
It was a nice comeback and everything, but you still gave up 40 freaking points. That should be concerning.
Not a great look for the first game of the season. Bears kick a field goal in Monday Night Football, 24 seconds left till halftime. Bears 10-3 over the Vikings. You mentioned
Here's the one thing, Sean. I mean, it's like week one is always weird, man.
Sure.
Last year, the New Orleans Saints won their first game by 37 points.
That
Washington,
happened?
Who went to the NFC title game, lost the first week by 17 points. Yeah.
Wow.
Week one is a mirage.
What about how good Green Bay was? Was that a mirage, though? Because I thought they were already the team to beat in the division. Now they got Micah Parsons. They looked awesome.
Yeah, they are. I mean, Green Bay's, they're building some things, and they needed a guy like Micah Parsons to complete. I'll tell you, really needed Micah Parsons, and was Cincinnati. Like, I'm shocked they didn't make more of a bigger play, because Trey Hendrickson back, at least just for this year, getting this deal settled, they could have had that for the long term. And they've already paid Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and Burrow and all this. They could have had that stud on defense. I'm shocked. As someone living in Kansas City, that is the one thing they didn't want to see Cincinnati get, is a guy like Micah Parsons. But yes, this kind of completes Green Bay, and a guy that can change the course of a game at any point. And then you see the growth of Jordan Love and what he's doing, and Tucker Kraft, what he's doing on tight end for that team. But yeah, just Green Bay's going the right direction. And when you throw Micah Parsons in the mix, it's perfect for them. I still don't think they're one of the top two teams in the NFC, though. I still think Washington's ahead of them, and I still think the Eagles. I mean, you know, the Eagles are still a team to beat to me.
What about the, and I'll get you out of here with this one, Jay Binkley joining us here on the Infinity Sports Network, the old Green Bay quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. He looked great in his first start with Pittsburgh. They beat the Jets 34-32. Was that just lightning in a bottle week one, or is that what we're going to see from Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh this year?
I don't think so, man. I mean, that team really rallies around him, you know? I mean, he can still spin the ball, man. He was doing that, and then with DK Metcalf there, and, you know, Mike Tomlin just doesn't have losing seasons. He just doesn't. He's a winner, and he's paired with the guy, you know, to get him through the season. And I think this was the perfect situation for Pittsburgh to get, because next year the draft will be in Pittsburgh. And I think they have like 12 draft selections, so that's when they're going to draft their quarterback in the future. So this gets them that bridge to the end. But I think Aaron Rodgers still has something left. I mean, the guy was just a back-to-back MVP just a couple of years ago, and, of course, missed that whole season with the Jets with injury. But, yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers is still capable of doing it. And the team's rallying around them, too, so that's a good thing. But that pairing with him and Tomlin, again, I think that's a good quarterback-coach combination.
He's still the biggest tool in the shed, though. Afterwards, he's like, I want everybody in the Jets. All right, dude, we get it. Vikings kick a field goal.
He's being honest, Sean.
Yeah, honesty's not always the best policy. Jay, you're the best, man. Thank you. I appreciate you, guy.
All right, guy. Take care.